With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wright Letter High School students will be putting workforce skills to the test today. Students can compete in categories ranging from welding to medical math. 13 students are competing in the Regional Skills USA competition in Wausau. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with some of the students ahead of the competition.
Students like senior Aiden Osterman have been working for months outside of class time to perfect their business skills.
We'll study for our entrepreneurship like via tests and like role plays between me and my teammates.
In the Regional Skills USA competition at North Central Technical College today, he'll be competing in the job skill demonstration to prepare for the entrepreneurship category at state in the spring. Last year was his first year competing in Skills USA. He looks forward to doing it again this year.
Most enjoyably is just challenging like my own personal skill sets. And then I really enjoy the public speaking aspect of it when you're talking with the judges and you're just kind of growing your skills of talking face to face, especially with older individuals.
Osterman was one of three Rhinelander students competing last year. This year, that number jumped to 13. Working in teams and as individuals, students will be putting their skills to the test in engineering, CO2 cars, job skill demonstrations, and woodworking display. Tech ed teacher and Skills USA advisor Bennett Rozek thinks the program at Rhinelander will continue to grow.
One thing when talking to like industry partners is soft skills is a big thing that they look for when hiring kids, especially right out of high school. And this competition really opens up that opportunity to give students that that chance to show their soft skills and practice and learn what is right, what is wrong for like job interviews, eye contact, things like that that really matter when you get a job after high school.
Sophomore Hank Kavieski is headed back to Skills USA for a second year. He'll be on the team with Osterman, competing in the job skills demonstration category.
This definitely is the biggest kind of step up because they're forcing you to do things that you do kind of in a job revolving around your competition, and they judge kind of on how you can do that. So it kind of makes you step into the shoes of someone who would be working that job.
More than 170 students from 18 schools in the region are competing at Skills USA Regionals in Wausau today. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Students will be kept out of school in Antigo today. The Unified School District of Antigo announced the decision to close the schools due to a significant increase in illness among students and staff. In a Facebook post, the district said today's closure will allow for a thorough deep cleaning of all facilities. The Antigo School District says custodial teams will use enhanced cleaning protocols, including hospital-grade disinfectants on high-touch surfaces and in communal areas. They encouraged using good health practices at home, including keeping kids out of school if they're sick. All school-related activities, including after-school programs and extracurricular activities, will continue as scheduled in Antigo. Snowmobile trails open today in Oneida, Price, and Forest counties. Clubs are glad to welcome riders, but want them to stay safe. Jerry Wakefield is president of the Minocqua Snowmobile Club.
There are going to be rough spots. High traffic areas are going to wear down. The corners are going to wear down. Speed is usually a big contributing factor when there are accidents. Also, alcohol has been a big contributing factor over the years.
Wakefield says more snow is needed.
Our deficit of over a foot of snow up here, we could use every inch of that to get these trails in what would be considered, mid-season conditions.
Local businesses will be glad to welcome riders back. Crystal Westfall is the CEO of the Lutz Minocqua Visitors Bureau.
Seasonality is the name of the game when it comes to, tourism in the Northwoods. We have spring and summer, fall and winter, and all of them have to play along in order to make it work.
Even with a later start, Westfall says they're grateful to see the trails opening. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Oil refiners and fuel importers are required by federal law to blend a certain volume of biofuels like ethanol or buy credits from companies that do their own blending. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports that biofuel industry leaders expect the new administration to increase that volume.
The Environmental Protection Agency sets renewable volume obligations, or RVOs, for the fuel industry. Biofuel advocates say the requirements have not kept pace with recent growth in ethanol and biodiesel. The EPA's new head, Lee Zeldin, said during his confirmation hearing that he's committed to setting appropriate and timely RVOs. Kevin Studer is the VP of Government Relations at the Iowa Corn Growers Association.
And I think it's our job at Corn Growers to hold his feet to the fire on those words, as we did with President Trump many years ago on a lot of ethanol policy.
Studer spoke at the Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit. Nearly half of the corn grown in the U.S. goes to ethanol. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Some experts predict arable land per person will shrink by two-thirds by 2050. To combat this, Michigan students are being trained in smart agriculture. We get more from Crystal Blair.
Researchers believe smart agriculture is a promising solution to food production challenges as land becomes scarce because of climate change and water shortages. It involves methods such as vertical farming in urban gardens, combined with technologies using sensors, drones, and AI to improve productivity and yield. Sarah Massoud is a professor at Wayne State's College of Engineering who leads a program that trains students in smart farming.
One of the options that we are putting together in my lab in order to expose the students to is something called a hydroponic system. And then the idea is that if you don't have access to good soil to grow your plants, you can be growing your plants in, for example, water.
Critics of smart farming contend that automation could displace farm workers and, along with the high cost of technology such as drones and AI, leave small-scale or low-income farmers behind. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.